I was yesterday down in Point talking to an old man about a politician.
Uh-huh.
I thought I'd note him, what's the thing you said?
I know,
I got the note and I'm not too sure what they said.
No, you're quite right. It's, I have a small one myself for the, when I'm speaking to people as well, it's very handy.
Well, I don't usually use them, but...
Well, they are very handy. I've got one of these wee, just a wee pocket one. It's not very, very good.
Yes. I didn't see, although I saw that side, I didn't see this side until recently.
Uh-huh.
And, I suppose I was at the meeting when it came out, but my file didn't have one of them.
Aye.
Now, well, I am, I don't know what you have to say about this arrangement here.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there is a platform up
it's
here.
It's quite a, it's all one of the main problems is, not the main problem, but it's a consideration from an expense point of view. This has to be constructed very, very, correctly.
Yes.
Because if you don't, you're not going to get this to fit.
Yes.
And you're talking about a lot of money for this.
Yes. For the platform.
Ian Tago has costed it out, and he says he's been quite conservative. He hasn't tried to load anything up, and he's talking about £3,500.
£3,500 for the steel for the platform. For the path one.
Now, I've not been able to get anything back from anyone else except him, so I'm having to work on that figure at the present moment.
Yes.
Now, this, that there is not a straight line, this is all curvy.
Yes, it's curving in the way, no. Yes.
So, in point of fact, you've got nothing to line up. Uh-huh. It'll have to be jigged. What would have to really happen is, from the weather point of view as well, you would have to really construct a tubular steel scaffold around it to jig this. That means you've got...
How high is this, by the way?
It's about 10 feet.
The Balanon one is 10 feet.
This is the Balanon one.
Yes, that's the Balanon one.
Yes, it does say a height. It's approximately about... 9.5 feet or 10 feet, I'm not sure.
Yes.
I think it's 3 meters, is it? 3 meters high.
Well, I'm not following these, I'm not following the writing or the figures that they're too
mm-hmm.
well.
Well, I've scaled
and
it up.
If put them in inches and feet, perhaps I would follow them better.
Aye. But the consideration, it must be very accurately built, because if not, this platform wouldn't fit. You know,
wouldn't
I think it wouldn't, it would have to be constructed. Exactly, so you're going to have to talk about a jig being made up to...
So you reckon that you would have to put a staging around it?
Well, one for the weather. Mr. Bruce was talking about starting it in October, or approximately then. If you're going ahead there, you can't build stonework in Lewis in the winter, actually, without cover. Because otherwise you'll have runoff from the...
Uh-huh.
The cement, the salts and all the rest of it's in the cement, and you'll get them a terrible mess.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, from a visual point of view, it's going to be very important that you get the thing looking right.
Yes, it is.
And you can't build stonework this time of year, really, without adequate colour. Secondly, the thing would have to be jigged, because you're going to have to be measuring off every so often. You're going to have to be measuring back in to make sure you're coming in correctly.
Yes.
Both, all these are tapering
the
as well.
The inside of it will be comparatively straight, will it be?
Well, it's level. Not. It's shown the thing curving in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's shown it actually curving in.
Oh, yes, that's great enough.
Uh-huh. And also, its width here is fairly...
How thick is the wall?
Oh, it's about 600. That's 1.45, which is 790. That's 750 at the maximum at the base, 750, which is approximately 2 feet six.
2.5 feet.
2.5 feet.
Well,
which is not now. Another thing.
And tapering in, of course.
And starting to taper towards the top.
To 4 inches. I believe.
It's approximately, yes, about 4 inches at the top.
Well, it may be less than 4 inches. Mm-hmm. I think it's, the idea now is to put cement on the top, which would keep the stones in.
Yes, well, it wouldn't necessarily have to be done like that. I think it would look better if it was completely in stone.
It would look better.
Yes.
The only thing is, would you manage it in stone?
Well, the only thing is, it is very narrow. This is a very, very narrow structure up here. By the time you get to here, it's rather narrow.
Well, they said if you leave it wide, I remember debate on that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Remember that debate on that? They were afraid that children would go up there and try to walk and talk to them. The idea was to prevent them doing that.
Well, what I would suggest
by making it narrow.
What I would suggest, yes, what I suggest is this happens. Say this is the effect at the top of the stonework.
Yes.
It's rather like a dry stone dike. Is to put
yes.
on edge stones. Say this is the stonework coming
yes.
round the
yes.
thing. Is to put rather like a like this, you know, stones on edge, like a dry stone dike. On the top, so there's no.
It would have to be.
Yes, thank you.
The only thing is, will they stay there?
Oh, yes.
I can visualise Hulk going up there and pushing anything that can't be pushed.
That's right. Oh, no, I mean, if they're cemented in, I mean, you'd have to be building the thing at approximately about 3-to-1 mix,
yeah.
and a very dry mix as well,
yeah.
to.
Now tell me about this. I'm personally concerned about this. I didn't see. Maybe my thing hasn't got this on. This is what I take
mm-hmm.
it that's what's shown here.
Yes.
Now I'm concerned about a man walking there and clattering into these things.
Yes. Well, you're not very high.
How high is that?
Well, approximately the underside of this beam here
yes.
is only about it's about 2 feet 9. Approximately to there, or 3 feet almost. So you're only talking about actually to say mid beam, you're only talking approximately about 5 feet to that mid beam.
2 feet 9 to 5 feet up here.
Approximately mid
5 feet there, is it?
Mid angle there is approximately about 5 feet.
There.
Mm-hmm.
And what's there?
I should imagine it's round about, it can't be any more than about 6 feet.
What's the width of all this now?
The width
yes.
is approximately, let me think, it must be around about 900. About 3 feet.
3 feet?
A bit less than 3 feet. Mm-hmm.
I should have. I didn't take the reason I'm asking you these questions. I didn't take an interest in this.
Mm-hmm.
I left that to the folks that know something about it. And
I didn't get any preparing.
Yes, I did.
And now I am concerned of the pace that we are moving at. And I am concerned also as to whether, I'm very concerned now, I took an interest in that, to whether everybody understands everything in the same way. Or are we all talking at...
I'm of the opinion it's an overly ambitious thing. Frankly, I think... you're trying to combine almost something that's like a mini Brock. I've heard this expression being used, I think Mr. Bush used a mini Brock,
mm-hmm.
With a sort of cairn here. You're trying to incorporate an awful lot of details in it
yeah.
that I feel is not wholly appropriate, in my opinion, anyway, to the size of structure you're trying to do it in. There's another problem here as well, actually, that I foresee is structurally. You've got a very, very poor structural joint here. You see where it meets, you've got this plinth
yeah. Yeah.
and you've got this here. Now you're getting thrust from above actually coming down, being transferred through, because you're talking about an awful lot of weight
yeah.
being thrust down onto this point, and that you'll get a failure there.
Yeah.
You'll get failure there.
Yeah.
And what I did say to Mr. Bruce at the time, what I thought really needs to be done is actually reinforcing, vertical reinforcing, with a ring. Reinforcing rod put right round there to tie this in, because that is, but all that weight's coming down onto that and it's going to start thrusting off there, and you will have a failure there, without a doubt, unless you do something.
Why wasn't that either stopped over there or carried forward here? It would show too much there.
I feel that's. I mean, I suppose Mr. Bruce has done a dash good job here. But it's possibly just, you see, you're down to a very, very little stonework here. Stonework's a pure thing to build in. Though it's very extremely strong and it's built properly, it can have certain weaknesses in. Yes. And there's one actually that
quite appreciate being reduced to. Yes, I quite appreciate the point you're making. Uh-huh. Not that it occurred to me, but when one's attention is drawn to these things, I quite see the point. You see, these are the things to put me, to put you in the picture with me. These are the things that I'm concerned about. Now, you see, if you were to build these things, you would take account of these various things.
Well, you'd have to.
But then, you see, I don't know who a committee will give the job to.
Of course, yes.
And I have no idea at the end of the day about what appreciation the man has of this drawing. And that's what concerns me greatly.
Yes.
I would like this drawing to be detailed very much more than it is now.
I would suggest that it is. I think there is not enough detail on
No, not to my liking. You see, I can see this committee arguing with a builder and ending up in court, possibly. We're not here to enter into
No. Well, I've been involved in this sort of thing before, and misunderstanding arises. Very, very easily and very, very simply, actually, in these cases, where, you know, you start, and to be honest, take a case that you get a reasonable estimate from, say, a Stornoway building company. They'd be rubbing their hands, actually, with this one, if they got a hold of it, but these sort of drawings, to be frank, they'd be rubbing their hands with it.
What do you see?
They'd give me a reasonable estimate. And then once you got started, I can assure you, you'd be in a clear state, actually.
That's good advice. You see, I have an interest in building.
Yes.
And I've been up against constructors all my life.
Uh-huh.
I've come to the conclusion that is what most of them do. They're just waiting for you. They'll have their head off when you in ignorance give them a rope.
Yeah, it would be, and this is just a classic gun.
Now, whatever I do personally, well, that's my concern, but a committee is a different kind of issue.
You see, if you want this with that, I have a friend who's an engineer, a structural engineer, and I could ask him to look at this, actually, because in my estimation, I'm a bit like Thomas Telfer, and I serve a time, actually, a stonemason of Falls Company.
You're a stonemason?
Mm-hmm. I served a time, actually, a stonemason of Falls Company, and I went on to Heriot Watt 2 years ago. My father died, and I had to come out to Heriot Watt as well. So I don't speak, but the sort of course that I was on at the time is very lightweight nowadays, considered very lightweight nowadays. But I'm rather like old George Telfer, the civil engineer that started off like he was stonemason as well. And one of the things you do get taught when you're serving, I've got a lot of apprenticeship, is the appreciation of masses and structural defects and all this sort of thing. It's hammered into you. But I can tell you, with very many punts thrown in the ear hole, actually, got it wrong.
Did he have any training at the
time? No, he was serving time as a stonemason.
He did.
And he became the first president of there was a bobber as well, and he designed, of course, the houses in Point in Cross in there. He designed, you know, the houses as you go across the drive, and he comes to the old church. He designed that house.
The one the one McLennan is in, would it be?
I'm not sure. It's an old church manse.
Oh.
And there's a market garden beside it now. There's a small market garden.
Oh,
yeah.
The
Eye
Church.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Just across from it,
yeah. No, that's
it. It's on your right hand going down.
On the right hand side going. This should be got
that's a manse. That's the manse beside it.
Well, they designed that one, isn't it?
Did he?
Yeah.
I was looking at that house yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I was
wondering
to myself, was there anybody in it? And
that's why I
lighted in it.
Aye. Well, there's another one identical up in Ness, across in the old...
So that's one of Thomas Telford.
Well, that's Thomas Telford's
I never knew that.
And he designed one in Knockhurst as well.
Did he?
Uh-huh. And Telford, all he was the same. And it's the same, actually. I mean, you see inherent weaknesses and things. In my opinion, I could ask. I tell you, there's a chap who's an engineer in the council. He's really a hydro engineer.
Oh, he's on the island.
Yes, he's on the island.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take you up on that. First of all, I'm going to thank you very much for making the suggestion. And the next thing I'll say is that although I'm the chairman of this committee.
Mm-hmm.
It's a committee, nevertheless.
Oh, yes, of course it is. It has to be there.
Sometimes I wish it wasn't. I'd get on with the job and get it done.
Well, that's it. But public money involved.
But if there are other people involved, we'll have to carry them together. Mm-hmm. Now, the position is, at the moment, as I told you, I didn't take to do with this technology.
Mm-hmm.
I can do all sorts of things, but I know but I have very little technology in my head. So Matt did these plans. I wanted him, I suggested several times that more detailed drawing should be done. No, Matt is doing these things for nothing.
Yeah, so I appreciate that.
You can't give him order.
No. I appreciated, in fact, what he was doing, in fact. I mean, he did explain to me the setup. I mean,
now, I suggested to him the other day on the telephone, a couple of weeks ago, I phoned to a man in Ballara who was giving an estimate for this.
Mm-hmm.
And the local man, John M. McLeod in Ballara, asked, he was away on holiday, and asked me, did you get this fellow's estimate?
Mm-hmm.
And I told him to give you the estimate. Well, I said I didn't get it, maybe Matt got it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Matt didn't get it, he told me. So I said to myself, well, it's circles. So I bet that I'm in the middle of them all, and I bet to find out what's going on here. So I phoned this fellow.
Uh-huh.
And, I could see from his conversation that it was like myself, that it was a bit of sleep with these two hands. And I then went on to talk to all the folk that was mentioned,
yes,
including yourself. That is where I come in just now.
Mm-hmm.
And I then went on to talk to Matt, and he suggested that it would take him quite a while to draw up such plans.
Mm-hmm.
And he wondered if we should do... Well, I had already asked him, and it wasn't mm-hmm. him that wondered, I think it was myself. Well, I said, why don't you go to somebody and we'll pay him?
Mm-hmm.
You see, you can't do that without insulting him either, unless he agrees. You see, that's a part of the difficulty of this. So he said, I think we'll have to do that. There's three of them in town. And then they were talking about some engineer putting in. I don't know if it's from this island or not. Now, our meeting is on next Tuesday. And... all these things will be clarified next Tuesday. Hopefully there will be Matt over there. He'll tell us if somebody gives more detailed plans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I went to Roddy Murray, who is in Alonga, the man in Alonga.
Oh, yes.
Who is an aftermath. And I told him all the woes that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if only... We had a model. Mm-hmm. You see, we made a model of the Bianra one when we were trying to keep them in mm-hmm. within the organization.
Yeah.
I said, the only one we have a model of is the one that we are not doing. Mm-hmm. We haven't got a model of the ones we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, fine. So he said, I'll tackle it. Well, I said, I didn't really want you to do it. I only came here to ask you, who could we go to get one?
Mm-hmm.
Now, somebody else turned up since then who said he would do that. I know that Roddy would be one. I don't remember if it was in Palala, but he comes from that. So that is the sort of stage we're at just now. Now, the other thing before I finish that, quite some time ago, I started to advocate that I felt all these things should be done by one person, rather than us doing it separately. And perhaps all three of them that we engage might not do it very good.
Mm-hmm.
We have men fighting three of them. Mm-hmm. Keep fighting one of them. Bad enough. But
so I can understand. Well, yes, to deviate this a wee bit, there's only one suggestion I could make in this respect, actually, for this this thing, is to have it solid, but I don't know what the feeling of your committee would be on that.
To have the whole thing built up from the floor.
To have this thing in a circular, it would certainly lose the effect. You could still bring this chamber through.
So you would have this inside in it only?
You would just, the stairs and everything would be literally solid. There's a logistic problem actually getting all the stonework, of course. That's the logistical problem, is the amount of stonework required to build a
structure. Well, surely that would be an easy matter inside there. You could dip any kind of stone in.
Well, it wouldn't matter what type of stuff it was in there.
So long as you had your fist there and the fist here.
Mm-hmm.
And the lane between where that lorry would carry them up.
Well, I think what I have to do is hire one of these, that small Kubota type tractor from there. You can't get a lorry up to the site.
You can't get up.
No, you can't get up.
The point occurred to me when I said that.
Yes, you can. But you could hire a small machine in McKinnon's there to transport all the material up there.
Well, before you go on now, it's strange to me that you would say that.
Mm-hmm.
This thing came to the committee meeting, and as I said, I wasn't paid too much attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the question of steel came up. And somebody said, look, what steel? Who knew? I didn't know there was steel in it. So the argument centered around the steel. Oh, no. They felt at that time that it was a steel stair. Oh, no, somebody said. And, of course, I supported that. No. You ought to put there something that was... Who's going to maintain a steel stair?
Yeah. Even galvanized.
Galvanized. Somebody quoted galvanized at 20... years of life, no, I think a lot more than that, but even then.
So,
we had a debate. I always thought that at the end of that debate was that they wouldn't have any steel in the thing.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so you're suggesting to me that it is quite possible to build the whole thing up and walk on top of it.
I would assume, my suggestion would be to stop this going round at the... it could even stop there, in fact. It could just be a viewing platform on this side, possibly towards Easegrin, I don't know.
Yes, either that or breach it over.
Yes, and that could be, yes.
You could breach it over with some men.
With here? Yes, it could be done, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Wait a minute now. Oh, I see.
See,
this door, I believe, now is 3 feet.
Uh-huh.
I was visualizing.
Yes,
visualizing. Uh-huh. So it's not all that difficult to
No. I could suggest that what you do is just to bring that through like that, and have the viewing platform stop like so. And then there would be still this platform up here.
Is there a door there, though?
Wait a minute.
You see, there's another door.
Uh-huh.
Where's the top of the stave there or there?
Yeah.
Is that the way you're going up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you would still have to do one door anyway.
What's the significance of the three doors? Is it something to do
the significance of the three doors is that locks is in three sections. At this time, you see, men came from North Loch, which is this direction,
uh-huh.
and from Kin Loch, which is the Balala direction, uh-huh. and from South Loch, which is the peninsula.
Uh-huh.
And
it could still... Theoretically, you could still bring your tunnels, you could still make them be tunnels in a way. This would be an easy access, this one, but this one would be longer. you know, you could bring them through like so if you wish, like that, and perhaps even make it more interesting what it would be with the steelwork. The steelwork to me would be, it would clash with the structure.
Yes.
You know.
Yes, that's what we've got. There's one thing, however, once you get up here, you need a handrail on it.
Oh yes, but that could be incorporated quite easily with timber. And I mean, let's face it, timber is reasonably easy to...
your timber wouldn't last long.
No, it wouldn't, but that's... Well, you could put galvanised upright and just have one single handrail round it.
Yes, or that old kind of rail that seems to have lasted quite a long time. The four pins. Well, anyhow, we would need something... I wouldn't argue too much about that.
No.
Let's hope that will be somebody around that will replace that where it needs to be replaced.
I think you'd really like to keep it as simple as possible.
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I think so. I'm with you there. You see, that's what concerns me here, you see, that people are not understanding all that.
I mean, as soon as I saw the thing, I was impressed with the idea, and the concept is first class. From the construction point of view, it's difficult. From a lasting point of view, you've got more problems, you're going to give yourself an awful lot more problems in the future of maintaining it. That's the last thing you want to have. From the point of view of building the thing, a builder could actually make a complete look of a fool of you in this.
This maintenance is a question. You see, we're running into so many difficulties in our life. We went down to Corner and Yellow to ask them for some money, and we were four departments involved around the table, and somebody said, are you having legal title to the land? Well, we didn't think that necessarily. You know.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of trouble down in Harrison and the news about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, if you think that necessarily. Yeah, I don't think there's any difficulty.
So,
of course, there isn't in principle any difficulty in getting it.
Mm-hmm.
But the next question that the trust here asked, who is taking the title? We had already agreed that Koenig-Wanigaska wasn't going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
And we had agreed at a meeting that perhaps the local historical society.
Mm-hmm.
But then somebody said, well, they're not constituted, they may not last very long either. Well, the next suggestion that came up was, what about the grazing committee? Well, I said, they're constituted, they'll be there all the time anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the solicitor and asked him about that, and he said he wasn't too sure that there was legal for the committee to take that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Conrad Miller. Conrad, I said, who's got Conrad Miller? So what to Conrad Miller? You see, the thing...
It feeds on itself, the system feeds on itself.
The man said, no, you are not us. But that was the officials, you see, so it's not for them to be making decisions.
No.
That was a bit persistent.
Uh-huh.
and he says, right in.
Uh-huh.
All right, I said, I'll write in.
Uh-huh.
And the next thing that came back was, who's going to do the maintenance?
Well, this is what
it got me there, you see, so I had to wander around and write in again now. They passed it this week in the meeting. But you see, there it is. Conrad Yellen is the only person, it's the right person to take charge in. They are the right person to do the maintenance. But of course, they are concerned that fools like us don't land them up with.
Yeah, the white elephant of
that's quite the sort of elephant.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this steelwork is really it's a very, very expensive feature, and I think a very difficult feature.
I am concerned about this Kuna and Yellen aspect. About apart from any other concern, I'm concerned about the steelwork on several counts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want to be the one that will settle Kuna and Yellen posterity there with steelwork that needn't be there.
Well. You see,
it must be there.
If the platform was reduced perhaps further, I mean, all right, it's going to stop, really, I haven't bought my skill room, unfortunately. It would maybe stop children being able to look over the top of it, But if that was the case, if it was that dropped a wee bit lower and it was just Odelton that was able to view over the top of this, it could be dropped in fact. I should imagine it should be able to get dropped another foot.
Yeah.
And it would still give adequate room for ants to view over
but
the top of
that. But to look over.
Yeah, without children. And it would reduce the size of this, just a couple of steps, say, and just tunnel this through, and it could be made quite nice that, but I mean that's just my view on that. It would certainly strengthen the whole structure.
Were you talking other than the telephone to Matt?
Sorry?
Were you talking to Matt other than on the telephone?
Yes, I visited him one day. I went over to Babel, over to Portaguron, is it?
Upper
Babel.
Upper Carabas. Upper Carabas.
I would think quite honestly. I mean, Billy Tiger tells me that this is quite a complicated thing to make and very expensive. Certainly, this would have to be specially rolled, and this is all going to have to be specially made, of course, as well.
We're now talking about the
walkway.
You quoted a price there. What was it?
$3,500, you said.
$3,500. And it's a bit difficult to make.
And that wasn't without galvanized. It was without galvanized. In fact, what he did is he phoned me up and he said, James, he said, I've got a price worked out. He said, I've been over to Arnish and I've got a price actually worked out. He said, I don't know whether or not you want me to proceed any further. He says, because it's coming to $3,500. It's come to $3,500. And he says that's without the galvanised. Not that he says it will cost very much to get galvanised, but maybe another £100 to £150 to get it galvanised, plus probably the transport. I said, well, just hold fire this now and see what. Now, that's the only thing I feel that, from your own committee's point of view, you want to get these plans more detailed. I would suggest asking an engineer if you wish. I'll ask John Norgrove.
Just hold your horses now till Wednesday.
Till Wednesday, that's fine. Yes, right. Now, the other one...
Don't want to be instructing too many people.
No, that's right. This one at Agonish is fine. I mean, there's really no... It's quite a complicated thing to build, but nothing terribly difficult. It's about 10 feet. High again.
10 feet high.
Aye.
Again.
Not too bad because everything's parallel. Yeah, it's round. That's fair enough. That's easy enough.
Yeah.
I like this one actually. I must admit.
I'm told that it is comparatively easy that one compared to the other two.
Oh, I compare with the other pair. The only problem is getting this again. Getting the quantities that you want: grey stone and red stone. But that.
Yes, well,
that could be maybe brought from Del Moor. They're doing a lot of blasting just now at Del Moor. Where the old brass came from
originally. Oh, yes.
So perhaps that would be a source of stone, that maybe something to keep in mind, irrespective of who does that. This is another one that, quite frankly, needs an engineer to look at. Ingress. It's too simplistic for words. I guess it harks back to the Peter Willesley type thing.
I never understood that one myself.
You've got stones leaning up against each other.
There's two leaning against each other here.
There's one leaning up against this. There it is there. And now this cylindrical one as well is quite a complicated.
Well, that's a cylindrical one. And this one is coming out of it.
No, that's shown there. We'll be looking at this. What's that? Something. Put my glasses on.
Plan. Section. B150.
Section elevation. I think we're virtually. We're looking at it this way. There's the cylinder. I assume. That's the steps. So that's that. Well, that's that column in the middle. That's the stone column. Now that's easy enough to build a circular stone column in the middle.
Tell me, what's the width of these columns? The diameter is what I would be talking about.
Well, of course, they're square.
These are square, but these are round. These two are round.
Well, what's the diameter of a round one? A round thing?
The round one.
A small round thing.
I assume it's 900. It must be 900. Yes, it's difficult to build. 900, which is the best part of 3 feet.
Say 3 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about the square one?
The square ones are the same. They're all actually about
3 feet square.
Uh-huh.
It seems somebody quoted that already when I wasn't paying too much attention, but the 3 feet comes,
it's about
comes
three
to
feet
my
square.
Mind.
But that one actually would require to be reinforced. It would have to be set, because this lying up against it is going to create pressure on the upstrate, and that would really have to be reinforced somehow. I'd imagine what I'd have to do is some reinforcement coming up through here and tied into this.
Reinforced lean one.
Uh-huh.
Leaning one. Uh-huh. Well, they may have that in mind for all I know.
Well.
As I'm saying, I didn't go into the thing.
But here's another one. I mean, I can't really... I assume this is leaning up against this one as well. And from a... I really feel that this is another one that actually needs to be elaborated on a wee bit.
You see, the principle behind some of that is that broken promises...
Yes, I understand
you
what
see,
it is.
Broken collars.
Yes. Yes, I understand the idea. But you've got two here that's leaning up against each other, so that has to be tied in a little bit better than what it is at present. That's just far too simplistic, that. It needs to be that. You've got a fair volume of weight there leaning up against this other one. And in theory, it could quite well push the thing over.
Well, as you say, you can't have it leaning... without it being tied right down to the ground,
so that it will
stay where it's leaning.
Yes,
and the other one reinforced so that if it moves, it won't take both.
Well, I mean, you've got a safety aspect here as well. You've got two structures, 3.6 meters high. Now that's high. That's 9 foot 9, 10 foot 9, 11 foot 9.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
11, 9 high.
Mm-hmm.
That's higher than a column of stone.
Well, the big one's higher, but the rest of them are sort of... There's a fair height there, and you'll have wind loading on that as well.
Yeah.
And you've got this exerting thrust on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that would have to be carefully done.
Well, I think
and
we'll have to have an engineer on that, as you
see. I think it'd be wise to ask. I think John Loggins is very interested. I'm trying to get involved in the Cranog thing they're doing down in Loch Tay. The university are doing it, and they're building a Cranog. I'm trying to get him as a structural engineer on it. But the trouble with these fellows actually that they're since this PICC thing actually they're all fighting stuff, you know, regulations and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, unless he could just be asked to just
your engineer is John Ross.
John Norbro.
John what?
Norbro.
No, I'll leave that to you. Oh. Spell it, N-O-R.
N-O-R.
Yes?
N-O-R-G-R-O-V-E. Grove, as in.
And is he in Cornwall?
Yes, he's the deputy director. Deputy assistant director.
Well, you see, no harm go, but you see,
if
Matt continues his interest as he has been,
he
knows all these people.
That's right, yes.
For all I know, he might have consulted the man before. I don't think so.
But, John is very interested in things like this. His wife's doing an art degree course at the university at present, and he's very, very interested. He's rebuilding an old abbey out on the up at Langerstrasse now, and he's got a great deal of interest in everything. He'd be an ideal person, and even just an informal, ask him informally to give his view on this.
Actually, to tell you the truth, the more I look at these things, get teeth and so that we are in that way involved.
Mm-hmm.
We just, if something goes wrong, I can see us going up to some old contractor there who's trying to charge a step of put in the paper first and all that nonsense, you see. And then he'd say, well, this, that, and the next thing wasn't taken into consideration. Uh-huh. And quite rightly so, perhaps.
Yeah.
So we'll have to say, well, now we'll have to call in the engineer and the man that drew the plan and all that, and we'll hear what he has to say.
Yeah.
You see, otherwise you don't know.
No. And that column there on the ground is, from a technical point of view, extremely difficult to build.
That's one that fell.
Yes, that one, that's a fallen one. It's quite, you're building around structure.
Yeah.
Now you can appreciate it as well without being a stone mason. It's quite a difficult
you
thing
have
to
do. You have to do that as if it was standing.
Yeah.
And it gives posterity go and dig it up and see all that lot of cheeks. It was never standing.
This is all very well to try and achieve this on paper. It's easy.
I think that one would have to be reinforced for now. If somebody starts digging it up sometime.
Well, I think you'd have problems with that actually breaking up with the weather, because you're going to have water lying in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the crevices, on the cement mortar, it's going to be retaining water during the winter. And you're going to have frost action. Oh, you will have, frost action.
And you break it up.
And it will impregnate it up, even though it's built fairly strong stuff. You're going to have frost action and that lying on the ground like that. So it's something to do.
But is this not a problem anyway?
Yes, it is. It's not a great problem these columns, except on the top, that would become a problem. If they're built properly and the mix is done properly, and this is somebody else, irrespective of who does it, a lot of people actually use a very, very soft mix, because it's simple and easy to use.
Yeah.
And they put it through a mixer and they have a nice slurry mix. Yeah. It's very easy to use.
Yeah.
I believe you mean that it's not the way it should be done.
And
the best of
you
it's a dry mix. It's almost.
You mean soft by? You mean water? Too much water?
Yes, it's all the building blocks actually. I've seen this. The Benra kiln is an example. It's quite nicely done. Credit to them. They've got it up and
is that the last one they built?
Yes.
We didn't see it yet. Is it
no.
all right?
Yes, it's all right. Yes, it's fine. I mean, it's adequate, really, though. But it's like every bit of imagination. But that's a bit of a folk for you, know. They're always themselves,
I didn't say anything.
Don't say that. No, I mean that's a bit of a folk.
I thought the pointing was sort of filled out
to the outside, and it's run as well. Actually, and that's because they used a very soft mortar mix. You've got to get it done almost going around, hardly any water in it.
So what you're suggesting, what these comments are usually suggesting, and I appreciate that they're important,
mm-hmm.
what these comments are suggesting to my mind is that we should have a person monitor this, what you call them, like the work of engineer or whatever you call it.
I think certainly...
Because you never know what the fellows are doing.
I would suggest that you do have somebody who...
I know them, what they've been doing around here.
Oh, yeah.
And me walking.
Uh-huh.
About every hour around.
Aye.
They still put one over me.
Oh,
or at least try, anyhow.
That's nature of the beast, I'm afraid. That's the nature of it. It's a very worthwhile project, I must admit.
Well, you see, the way I look at these things, you see, the more you discuss these things, the more the money comes.
Yes.
The way I look at it, we are now involved in a complicated thing, more complicated than what we started off with, coming along the road. We ended up where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
And the project is a worthy project.
Mm-hmm.
If the folk don't give us enough money to do the thing properly as it should be done, shouldn't put a stone on top of the other.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We shouldn't mess it up.
No. We've got expression in the borders, and it's corkani, you know. Corkani, right. Don't actually jump into the such here.
That's where I stand now. You see, you have a committee, and the chairman is all seeing and all knowing,
mm-hmm.
and all doing.
Uh-huh.
And everything is left to him.
Yeah.
And all of us.
Ultimately, if it goes wrong, the chairman will be.
Well, ultimately, you see, the other guys will resign. You see, and I said, well, that's the last chairman we had. We didn't get another one since then. to put it bluntly, some of them, including me, we, I should say, not pointing a finger at anybody,
mm-hmm.
we have not taken sufficient interest in the technicalities of this job.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for me as well. So when I found myself arranging a meeting, discovered that we had done no progress since the last meeting,
mm-hmm.
or indeed not much since the meeting before,
mm-hmm.
I said to myself, well, I'll have to go after these fellows, find out where they are, or who they are, what. Hence, you are here today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, irrespective of our involved director, and I'm only too happy to give any sort of advice I can. I mean, I'm certainly very keen to see this coming off, but it's an ambitious project. It is ambitious. As soon as I saw them, actually, without even going into any detail, you know, I said, well, it's ambitious, you know, it really is. It's not the one off.